Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and
to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also invite and encourage you to invite others to the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So I don't know about you, but I am already finding myself in my quiet corner, and I am prepared to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Are you ready? Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning, everybody, everywhere. And it used to be a song that says, oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I never could remember the rest of that song, but that was a beautiful thought. And the song that was just played a while ago, Your Grace and Mercy, I don't want you to raise your hand. I just want to raise your conscience when it says it's by God's grace and by God's mercy. That means how many bullets have you dodged lately? Not necessarily one just from a gun or a shotgun or something of that sort. I'm just talking about in life itself. How many bullets have you dodged that God has brought you through situations and circumstances and different kinds of things of that sort. And so don't look too far back, but you can almost just sort of look recently that you've that God has really blessed you in a mighty, mighty way. One of my great good friends in West Virginia, Sister Kim, went through an operation, I think it was yesterday, and got word that it was a successful operation. So we thank God for that. We always pray for God to bring us through some things, and then I think we forget to go back and to thank Him, just like the ten lepers. Nine, all of them was healed. The Bible said that one came back and told God that he was thankful for it. And then God's response was, or Jesus' response was, what wasn't there 10? And so they want to know where the other nine. And sometimes we just slip through the crack in trying to give God the credit, give God the praise and the glory. So for Sister Kim, we are so thankful for that in up in West Virginia this morning. And other families who may be enduring some kinds of things during today, whether it's sickness or funerals coming up or funerals that have just passed. Of course, we continue to pray for you along that line. This is October 2021, the 13th, getting fall. Fall is just really coming around the corner. Tomorrow is our anniversary. Tomorrow is our anniversary. 54 years be tomorrow, and Sister Bradshaw, she ought to be thankful to have me for 54 years. Uh-oh, she's coming around the corner. Can't say that too loud. But anyway, 54 years on tomorrow, and we want to wish everybody really happy birthday, those that we've missed, happy anniversaries, those who we have missed, and this is Breast Cancer Month. October is Breast Cancer Month. And I always celebrate that. I always try to support as much as I can. When I'm riding a motorcycle, on my vest, I have one of those breast cancer pins. If you don't have one, get you one. I have one of those breast cancer pins on my vest for my motorcycle. And this is Breast Cancer Month. Even though we ought to be celebrating it 24/7, 365 days out of the year, but this is a month that they take off to recognize. And so I would encourage you, those of you on this call, if you've not participated in that, you need to participate that in some way, somehow. And we just give God the glory for those who have already cancer survivors. This may be your first year survivor of breast cancer, or maybe this is your 12th year. I don't know what year that you're in, but God has touched you and has healed you, and so we want to recognize that. I wanted to recognize that this morning, that sometimes there are some walks that you can get involved in, some community walks for breast cancer, and then there's some organizations that you are involved in. So don't forget about it, even though it's just we just got two more weeks involved in that. Let's continue remembering that, and let's continue to support, and husbands, support your wives. Husbands, support your – the Bible tells husbands, love your wives, but I want your husband to support their wives, those who really go through some devastation with various kinds of cancers and things where surgery and everything is involved. Be kind to them, love them. Show them some support. I think if Val said, for better or for worse or for sickness and in health, to death do us part. And so don't let some physical kind of a thing trip you up in your marriage. I've known some guys who said, I didn't bound for this sickness right here. And next thing you know, they got a divorce, or they separated or something of the sort. It's because that they felt like they've been cut short, and they don't still have that high school look, and they still don't have that cheerleader and that football look no more. And I think men are more have more problem with that than women do. They always talk about the wife with the weight, stuff like that. But look at yourself. When the last time you passed by a mirror? Because we don't look at ourselves as much as some women do. Look at yourself. Look how you done blowed up. So let's let's make that thing work. This is not only just breast cancer month, but this is be kind to your spouse, be kind to your mother, be kind to any female, your grandmother who's taking on that role now and bringing you up, and be kind to them. Find some way. Here's what I want to say this morning. Find some way to be grateful. Find some way to be grateful. Find some way to be thankful. I see too many young people. I see too many young adults, and some have grown into old people, to be an older person, who some kind of way just never caught the hang of somebody doing something right or good for you. I was at a funeral not too long ago, just shortly, and the son said that him and his daddy fought all the time or clashed all the time. His daddy was always trying to teach him to do right, to be a good citizen, to be to study in school, to make something of yourself in some kind of way. This young man never caught on to that. So I would suggest that most of us in there really miss his daddy, but unfortunately he won't. That's sad. That's a sad situation for somebody to pass away who has really tried to support you, to love you, but you some kind of way, just being a knucklehead, you never caught on to that love. You never caught on to that support. You come from a family where you was always dogged out. Get over and sit down. Shut up and cuss words and all those kind of things. And then you're adopted, and this young man was adopted. Then you're adopted into a family who gets up in the morning and makes sure you have breakfast, and gets up through the day and want to know when you come in from school, want to know how it went in school today, and is there any project that I can help you with, anything like that. Unfortunately, some young people just never catch on to that. They never do, and they mistreat the parents, and they mistreat the grandparents and people who are actually trying to do good for them. That's a sad situation. All of us were sitting at the funeral, just thinking about some of the good things that his father had done and had said, and the moments that we spend together. And then he gets up and he talks about all the bad times that he had with his father because he just couldn't buy into that good relationship. That is so sad. And so my plea to you today is to find some way to be kind to somebody. Find some way to just do what God has asked. I want to mention just a passage here in the book of Colossians chapter 3. In Colossians chapter 3, and there's a few scriptures in here that I want you to try the rest of this week. Some of you say that you're sitting around and you're doing nothing and you ain't got nothing else to do and you're twiddling your thumbs. But I want you to try something in this particular verse. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, he says, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." Listen to what he said. "Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked sometime when you lived in them." But here's what I want you to try if you've not tried it lately. In verse number 8, he says, "But now ye are also to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds." Try that. If you haven't tried that, that'll give you something to do. And then he says, "And have put on the new man." Now, there's some things you've got to put off, and there's some things that you got to put on. If you leave that thing empty, the devil is sure just going to pop right in there and fill it with something. Anytime you sweep a room clean, if you don't do something with it, you'll have bugs and spiders and everything to come back in there. Our lives are the same way. Some people say, well, you know, I've come off the corner or whatever it is, and I've cleaned up my life. I said, okay, well, what did you do with it? And what did you fill it with? Because verse 10 says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And then he says, where there is neither Jew, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bonds, free. He said, but Christ is all in all. Then verse number 12 says, after you, in number 8, you put off some things. Verse number 12 says you need to put on some things. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of man, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against another, even as Christ forgive you, so you do also to them. Don't spend a lot of time in your marriage angry with one another. That takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of energy and time just be passing you by. Next thing you know, you'll be mad about some little crazy thing, some little thing that don't, in the next few years won't mount to a hill of beans. And so he says, put off some things and put on some things. And he says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And he says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye be called in one body. And then he says, be ye thankful. Do I have anybody on this program that is thankful and grateful and just give God the honor and the glory? Father, we thank you for this day. Be with us today as we go through. Help us, may we find ourselves worthy to wake up this morning and to experience this day. Whatever we do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks unto him by the Father. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. Let us all say amen and have a super duper week.